Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm currently in Ghana, away from Chinese best friend that will be together in spirit and in health.
In first Liga news, the Los Angeles Lakers signed every free agent from the 2003 NBA draft. They should just change their name to the Los Angeles Retirees. Meanwhile, the Philadelphia 76ers tried to trade Ben Simmons for 3 NBA All-Star picks, 14 first-round draft picks, not to forget a signed autographed jersey of Michael Jordan and a Bible signed by Jesus Christ himself, and got absolutely nothing. The Sixers must realize at this point the only value Ben Simmons has is sentimental value. In final nigga news, O.J. Simpson, a.k.a. O.J. Simpleton, said in a new interview that he cannot go back to L.A. because he could be sitting next to the person that killed his ex-wife. My nigga, if you are sitting next to the person who killed your ex-wife, you will be having an out-of-body experience. You snitch on yourself more than rappers on Instagram. You keep talking about it, and then we are trying to forget about it. At this point, even Stevie Wonder could see that you did this shit. OJ should stand for why this nigga out of jail. Rawr.
Yeah. And one thing about Nigerian artists, Nigerian definitely support each other so much. And when I first started doing stand-up, the first set of Africans I performed for were Nigerians. Mm-hmm. You remember those Nigerian reunions they used
Nigerian,
to do?
I saw clips of...
First one, and every Nigerian... At one point, they thought I was Nigerian.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, I'm not going to tell them I'm not. I'm going to get this Nigerian money. And it was booking me almost every year, you know, because I was like the only comic, you know, with African descent that was really doing it.
So your outfit then used to come on set with dashiki.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, I saw that, Mike.
Barefoot.
You come barefoot, man. But I told a story how I even went as far as, you know, putting on the garb. When I first started stand-up, you know, I went on stage dressed regular, you know, still had a little slight accent because, you know, I've been in America for a few years. And I'll go on stage and I'll tell the joke, and the joke was just average. And I remember one night I was on stage and I did a joke about a family member and brought out the accent harder. And the crowd laughed at everything I said in the accent. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do my... I'm going to bring yourself. This nigga back to the... Bring whole Africa out of me. So I started talking, you know, brought out my accent more. And then threw the garb on. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to go Village Africa. Took the shoes off. Went on stage barefooted. My career jumped to the next level.
Yeah. When did you get the title of Michael Blackson, the African King of Comedy? What year was this?
That was 1998. That's when I wrote 1998. I was backstage at Comic View.
Yeah.
And I was trying to figure out, was me my phrase? Like, prior to Comic View, I would go on stage and be like, hey, you motherfucker, you punk bitch motherfucker. But I'm like, this is BT. I can't say motherfucker.
Yeah.
So I'm in backstage. I'm like, what the fuck I'm going to replace motherfucker with? I'm like, mother sucker! You a mother sucker! You mother sucker! You mother sucker! Dentist, you mother sucker!
Wow.
Jay Brown, you mother sucker! Everybody became a mother sucker.
What happened to your personal trainer? Like, you used to actually work out out here.
I did.
Like,
yeah,
what
he
happened?
Did for like two I times. Got,
yeah.
I was there.
And I saw improvements too, like, and you stopped. I was like,
I know. I'm going to go back to it.
He was complaining. He was crying.
Oh, no, I did. These personal trainers try to do too much.
Yeah, he was trying to
train you.
He tried to turn me into Arnold Schwarzenegger in one day. Yeah. In one day, he's going to turn me into Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He started crying. Real life crying.
Let me work my way up. Get me from Rick Ross to Puffy Stomach. And then get me to Brian B. Michael B. Jordan, whatever the fuck their name is. Don't just turn me, don't take me from a crackhead to an unassociated nigger.
He wanted you like that in one day.
I was like, motherfucker, I couldn't walk out the bed.
Oh,
I had to fire two personal trainers where they'd work you too much.
Oh, no.
And then my legs, I couldn't stand.
Yeah, you couldn't stand.
And then I had to go do a show in 3 days, man. I was sore as hell. I was like, fuck you.
Was it consistent? Were you training?
I said, you know what? I'm just gonna ladies worry about me looking good. I just wrap my money around my dick, motherfucker. That's all we need. And
what's up, mother suckers? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. or you subscribe to my podcast, The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson. If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson,
on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
You know, I try to help. I try to see if she could teach Rada how to dance. Rada can dance for shit. Rada dance like she has two left feet. Or she has the gorilla glue on her body. That's how stiff Rada is. She's going to help.
She'd be
Rada.
Killing it. She'd be killing it.
Are you going to teach Rada?
Yeah, I got it.
So, how you, so since wilding out, what's been going on? Like, what's up?
Well, I'm a full-time college student, so.
Okay. Hey, smart, intelligent. Yes, right. You know, the thing about being an African, it's a must. We must go to college and we must finish. You have to do that for your parents. You know, even though you start doing entertainment and you say, okay, this entertainment is definitely for me. But you know, you want your parents to be proud of you at the end of the day, so you just got
to
finish.
Are you going to go back to college, Michael Blackson? Mom,
listen. Okay. Just my mother is happy. All right, motherfucker. She like, Mike. You know what? You don't want to go to college? Fuck college, Mike. Just go to Western Union. Send me this money, motherfucker.
Imagine if you get a DeVry University master's. She would be so happy, Mike.
Nah, motherfucker. My mom don't give a fuck. She just want that money sent to Western Union. She's at Western Union right now waiting. She's in Africa at the Western Union office texting me, Mike, I'm at the Western Union.
Yeah.
They said nothing is there yet. So, yeah, she's at Western Union. I got to send the money soon. You know, so your all natural body has never done nothing to your body, right?
No, never.
No new titty, no new ass.
Not yet. I mean, no.
What do you
not
want? Yet.
Well, I feel like when I'm done giving birth, I think I might.
Okay.
It's not fair.
To your titties.
Maybe.
Can you give us some of your E-cup?
I would love that.
I want to get a breast reduction, actually.
Oh. See, people are never happy. Like, some people have too much, you know, trying to get rid of some.
Yeah,
some
because I've been
none.
Having back problems.
Like, oh, you have real boobs?
Yes, my boobs are real, 100%.
Wow.
That's beautiful. What I heard with a lot of real boobs girls. They're tired of carrying the coconuts, Mike. Yeah.
How about the natural girls with the ass?
That's right. All natural ass. So, you know... I mean, being a guy and being dark skinned is a lot different than a woman, you know, and you're so gorgeous. And sometimes people are like, okay, like what are some of the compliments, non-compliments you've got being beautiful and dark, as if you're not supposed to be beautiful when you're dark? Like, what are the things people have said to you? Like,
people are mostly like surprised sometimes. Like, even being in LA for like 2 weeks now, I went to the barbershop to get my hair cut and everybody was just like, what the heck? Like, do we have girls like you here in LA? And I was like, what do you mean? You don't see chocolate girls here in LA? Like, they were all stunned. Like, for real, I had never seen many guys like surprised by how I look. Sometimes, but you're too pretty for a dark skinned girl. Like, what do you mean?
Exactly.
Like, what do you mean?
But that's the thing. But for
it's
many
true.
Years.
Like, Atlanta, it's a lot more.
I think
well,
that's
I mean,
I
we, well, Hollywood, LA. Hollywood. Hollywood is like where you come to be a star, to make it in the next life, to become, you know, and in a, throughout the years, you know, right. Go way back to the 70s and 80s, they've never actually showed a dark-skinned girl. They never, you know, just in the last few years, like, you know, we had Lupita.
Yeah,
Lupita. You know, but they've never really shown a leading woman. It's very hard to have a leading woman as a dark-skinned woman.
Right.
You know, they've always fed us with lighter complexion or white or lighter complexion or white. And I think it's time to break that barrier.
Woo, it's time.
It's time. You know, but we know, and plus it's time of our life where, especially black people are looking for identity. You know, it's not like back in the day when we first, you know, when I was a kid in America where it's all about being light skinned, this and that, and made fun of the dark. Now, everybody looking for identity. Now it's cool to be darker now, you know. So now is your time to shine. And Hollywood, you know, give our dark skinned complexion women more roles. I mean, They are just as beautiful as any other person. I mean,
absolutely
more beautiful, you know, and natural, natural beauty. So, yeah, Hollywood, stop fronting on my dark skinned women, motherfucker. Get your shit together.
You have a lot to do with it, Michael Blackson.
For real.
Yeah.
Well, you know, with the dark skinned man, you know, we went through a rough time. And if we went through a rough time, the dark skinned women went through a rougher time, you know, and we were not released from prison. Pretty much like we wasn't a hiding being dark skinned. We weren't released to like, you know, Wesley Snipes.
Right. Yeah.
New Jack City came out. I'm like, okay, that's a
good thing. Who's darker, Wesley Snipes or you?
I think I don't know. It's probably, we have to go to the high go see competition and find out who wins. Okay. So it's like Wesley Snipes. And then people like Big Daddy Kane from back in the day. You know, and then came, you know, well, Flavor Flav is not a good example.
Akon.
Well, Akon. And, you know, and then I think those guys opened the doors once the show, you know, like I think Wesley was one of the first one when he did New Jack City. Every woman wanted to fuck Wesley Snipes. Every woman wanted a gangster. They'd be like, okay, now gangsters associated with dark and this and that. So now, you know, sometimes it just take one or two person just to break that barrier.
True.
You know, I think like, just like how Halle Berry broke the barrier for black female actress.
Yeah, I remember that.
To, you know, get James to the next
Bond.
Level. Right.
Yeah, James Bond.
You know, and then Lupita, you know, has helped the dark-skinned girls, you know, get jobs. You know, like, hey, there's a lot more of us that are beautiful and dark, you know.
Yes.
You know, just the same way Wesley Snipes and Big Daddy.
The guy that follows you on Instagram, Michael Blackson, Samuel L. Jackson. He made a lot to do with the dark-skinned community.
How the fuck do Samuel L. Jackson have to do with this Chinese restaurant?
I mean, he had a great roles. Big deal.
He's not. We don't. When we think about dark,
he's
we talk about like
skin. He's dark.
He's not, but he's like 9 p.m. dark. I'm talking about like midnight, 1 a.m. motherfucker.
So what? I'm talking about.
I mean, I'm probably midnight. You 11:30 p.m. You know,
like she might be 12:48.
Nah, I'm no. I got about like a shade. I think.
Oh yeah, you're right.
And then you got like, you know, and then you have Akon who is like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And then you got, you know, Flavor Flav who is like 1 a.m.
Oh yeah.
And
Flavor
then you
Flav.
You know, but fucking Samuel Jackson is 9 p.m. It's not even dark.
Yeah, but he break the acting barrier.
Yeah. Well, nah, we talking about the dark skin barrier, Chinese best friend.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.